subtle buzz filled the air. It emanated from the hollow of a willow tree, where a sprawling green meadow met an old forest. The willow's drooping arms gave the impression that nature was tired, but that was just an illusion. The picturesque meadow was bustling with life. Furry friends played in golden rays of sun, passing time leisurely as they searched for a snack. Blossoms of all shapes, sizes, and colours dotted the patchwork of grass. There were white ones with yellow centres, bright red ones, long purple ones, and many more, as if a giant had painted the field with a rainbow paintbrush. And they all swayed in harmony with the wind. But Bella didn't know any of this because she had never left the hive. That hollow spot in the willow tree is the place she called home, and what a home it was. From the outside, the hive looked like a bundle of pale, drying leaves that had been stuffed into a tree trunk. Only the most diligent eye would be able to spot the slightly different shade of brown. The hive itself was made of hard yellow wax. An earlier generation of bees had made a huge amount of beeswax in a very short time, with nectar and honey. Their bodies processed the food into fresh beeswax, which formed into small white scales at the base of their tails. These bee ancestors then chewed, shaped, and sculpted the beeswax into the thousands of tiny hexagonal cavities that make up the interior of the hive. For that generation, it was their gift to the hive, a work of art really, worthy of both practical and creative admiration. Bella appreciated the home they'd built. Every generation in hive history had left its mark, a benefit for the ones to follow. And Bella knew that she would do the same. So far, Bella had spent her whole life buzzing around inside the hive. Her little round body was covered in fuzzy black and yellow stripes, with six legs and two wiry antennae. As she fluttered from one part of the hive to another, going about her daily tasks, Bella's translucent wings moved so quickly that they appeared to blend. In such a thriving colony, order was critical. Every bee in the hive, from the queen all the way down to the youngest worker, had their role. The workers made honey and took care of the larvae. The queen and the drones reproduced to ensure the hive's future. Together, the bees constructed a supportive society in which the greater good was more important than the individual desires of any one bee. Bella's daily responsibilities included sealing honey and feeding the drones. Once the honey was made, it also needed to be sealed for preservation and storage. Bella walked down row after row of honeycomb cavities. Each geometric cup was filled to the brim with shining, golden sweetness. With a sip from her long, straw-like tongue, Bella tested the honey to make sure it was just right. It was perfectly sweetened, a flawless batch. To the untrained, all honey tasted pretty much the same. But in her time as a honey sealer, Bella had become somewhat of a connoisseur. Based on the honey's floral undertones, She could tell that it was made of nectar from fragrant wildflowers like poppy and primrose. She'd never seen these flowers with her own eyes, but the forager bees told her that they were beautiful.